From KQED News, I'm Andrea Kissick with Quest, our weekly look at Northern California's science and environment. It's every commuter's dream. You're stuck in an epic traffic jam, and with the press of a button, your car does the driving for you. Now, thanks to companies like Google, robotic car technology isn't far off. This week, the state legislature is considering a bill that would set up rules for putting self-driving cars on the road. But as Lauren Summer reports, some are concerned the technology is moving faster than the regulations.
So now he's going to take a left at the intersection here.
5 years ago, I was in an empty parking lot in Mountain View, taking a ride in what, at the time, was an extremely rare vehicle.
We're seeing a 3D rendering of Junior's understanding of the world. So you see the car, but then around the car, you see the sensor data.
Mike Montemurlo was behind the wheel, but he definitely wasn't doing the driving. Junior, the robotic car, was in charge, as evidenced by the steering wheel turning back and forth on its own.
And so we've parked this Touareg in the way here, so he has to maneuver around it in order to fit into his parking spot. His parking spot.
Using lasers mounted on all sides of the vehicle, Junior avoided the other car and swung into a parking place. The car was developed at Stanford University, where Montemurlo was an engineer at the time.
It's kind of like driving with a teenage driver.
He's still not very smooth, but we hope that he's reasonably safe.
What a difference 5 years can make.
We just announced that we've driven over 300,000 miles without incident while the cars are in autonomous mode.
Leslie Miller is a public policy manager at Google. The company has driven away with robotic car technology, so to speak. Google has a dozen of these cars, and for the past few years, they've been testing and tweaking them.
The vehicles have been on highways in congested urban streets. We've been down very curvy roads, including over the Santa Cruz Mountains.
Someone's been in the driver's seat for all those test drives, just in case. But the cars are in sort of a legal gray area.
No state in the country built rules of the road with the idea that autos would be able to operate without a driver behind the wheel. So we want to help establish these parameters.
That's why Google is sponsoring a bill in the California legislature that would allow self-driving cars on the road. It also instructs the DMV to set up safety standards for the cars. That includes things like if the car's computer crashes, it comes to a complete stop. Nevada and Florida have already passed similar bills, and earlier this year, Nevada was the first state to officially license Google's self-driving Priuses. The cars were given special red license plates. Miller says they're hoping to see the legislation spread nationwide.
For Google, the interest is reducing the number of accidents and fatalities that are caused by human error on the road. The technology is not going to be distracted by grabbing the phone or eating lunch or putting mascara on.
Google hasn't said what its business plan is for the technology, but many in the industry expect fully self-driving cars to be available in showrooms as early as 2025. That raises a host of legal issues.
In California, the biggest issue right now has to do with liability.
Daniel Gage is a spokesman for the Alliance of Automobile Manufacturers. He says while a lot of car companies are developing their own autonomous technology, they're opposing California's self-driving car bill over legal concerns. If one of these cars crashes itself, automakers don't want to be held responsible when a third party like Google installs the technology.
This is a big issue for automakers. It always has been, and it probably always will be.
Eventually, there will be incidents, and there will be litigation.
Bryant Walker-Smith is a fellow at Stanford Law School. Privacy groups, he says, are concerned about the personal data these cars might record, since they clearly know where you are. And then there's the question of how tough safety standards should be.
Should these vehicles be expected to drive perfectly without any collisions ever? Should they be expected to perform as well as a perfect human driver, or an average human driver, or better than an impaired human driver?
What's even trickier, says Smith, are cases where we make moral decisions as drivers.
Say, if a vehicle has to choose between hitting a child in the street or swerving and going off of a cliff, that's a decision that someone would make in the spur of the moment. Do they save their life or somebody else's? What decision would a vehicle make And who would be responsible for making that decision?
If these seem like heavy issues for a state agency to figure out, Smith says there will be a transition to self-driving automobiles. Automakers have already rolled out technology that warns drivers about their blind spot and helps them avoid accidents. Despite the questions that remain, the impact, says Smith, will be huge.
Our existing world is one in which 30,000 people die in the United States on the road every year. Drivers who are impaired or unqualified are behind the wheel. I would ask, is the status quo acceptable?
If the California state legislature passes the self-driving cars bill, the governor has until September 30th to sign it. For Quest, I'm Lauren Sommer, KQED News.
See what it's like to take a ride in a self-driving car. Go to our website, kqed.org/quest.
Support for Quest is provided by the Videz Family Foundation, the Wincote Foundation, and the Amgen Foundation.